Mattie, M-A-T-T-I-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 5/27/40. Mattie is an 84-year-old woman, originally from Houston. She has four boys. Her husband died in 2009. She used to work as a nurse. She has been suffering from dementia for some time. She's been on Aricept and Namenda with some help in the beginning. Her son, Jesse, who's her primary caregiver, and granddaughter, Kayla, K-A-Y-L-E. Jesse is J-E-S-S-I-E. With some help in the beginning on those two medications, but in the past 3 months, things have been just terrible. Her granddaughter tells me that she's jittery, she's nervous, she's forgetful, she has bowel and bladder incontinence, she has falls, has had falls, not sleeping at night despite being on citalopram, having anxiety, decreased weight, refusing to eat, now wearing pull-ups, and is becoming total ADL dependent. The family is now seeking for help, further help at home. She has been on home health, but it's time to switch her to palliative and end-of-life care per her granddaughter, and that's why the evaluation is taking place today. Surgery, gallbladder surgeries, immunization, COVID and flu immunizations, update, allergy, penicillin, family history, positive for Alzheimer's, and old age, mom and dad died in their 90s. Review of system, confused, decreased weight, only oriented to person, walks around, becomes at a high risk of fall, becomes belligerent, has had frequent incontinency, wears a pull-up, ADL dependency, very forgetful, jittery. Son was in the hospital and she was very anxious about him not being there. He had gallbladder surgery. She's also in bed today because she doesn't want to get up. She stays in bed sometimes 6, 8 to 10 hours a day, decreased weight, decreased appetite. And also history of UTI. She has had recurrent UTI. She's on medication for UTI right now. Medication, Lexapro, 20 milligram once a day. Namenda, 10 milligram a day. Diclofenac, 75 milligram a day. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligram at bedtime. PRN, Prilosec, 40 milligram a day. Losartan, 50 milligram a day. Norvasc, 2.5 milligram a day. Aricept, 5 milligram a day. An exam, blood pressure is 140 over 92, pulse is 99, respiration is 18, a febrile O2 is at 92%. Heart positive, small positive is to lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck, shows no JVD, decreased muscle wasting noted, neurological non-focal, TMs are clear, skin shows decreased turgor, there's muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity, upper extremity, and the temporal region. Assessment, 84-year-old woman with history of dementia, much worse now, associated with increased confusion, decreased weight, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, not sleeping, anxiety, wandering, forgetfulness only oriented to person, and at times that's not the case, sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day, staying in bed most of the time, no response to Lexapro, and the family is only using the lorazepam on a PRN basis, period. The paragraph patient also having recurrent UTI, decreased appetite, has become very thin with weight loss of at least 10 pounds in the past month, period. In the paragraph, she's very much at end-stage dementia now at 84, given the findings discussed above, period. She would benefit from increased dose of lorazepam and possible trazodone to help with sleep at nighttime, period. She's also has had frequent falls, frequent urinary tract infections, and severe muscle wasting. Period. New paragraph, hypertension, partially controlled. New paragraph, anxiety, related to end-stage dementia. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number may not be a candidate for Namenda or Aricept because it's obviously she's at end stage. Next number, her son, Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E, is the primary caregiver along with Kayla, the granddaughter. Next number is DJD. Next number is muscle wasting. Next one's overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. Findings discussed with family at length before leaving their residence. Thank you.